Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing everyday life here at Cedarville University. We will explore the awesome moments and also the sorrows. But Romans 8:28 reminds us that, in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
I am back with Bella. She is our freshman of the group. How are you, Bella?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. It's day 41 for you.
Wow. Is it really?
It's day 41. Almost 50 days into your 1,000.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I guess so.
And homecoming is coming up this weekend.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So your first homecoming, it's going to be a great time, I'm sure.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm really excited for the boat races coming up. I have a lot of engineering friends. So.
Oh, that's going to be entertaining.
Yeah, it'll definitely be fun.
See who can sink or float.
Yes.
All right. So last time we talked, you just received salvation at the Fall Bible Conference.
Yes.
And I want to check in with you and see if you have any updates for me about how that's going. It's about 3 weeks since you've been born again.
Yeah. So I'd say my understanding of the word has become a little clearer. As far as, like, obviously I'm not going to say that I'm like some kind of biblical scholar now, because I definitely am not. There's so much I still have to learn. But I feel like it's become a little clearer and I feel a lot closer to the Lord. And so, like, in the mornings, I'm excited to read, like, his word. And it's, like, something cool, because I guess I never really felt that way beforehand. Is, like, I was always, like, it felt like a chore. But now I'm, like, excited. And I feel like it brings me closer to him and it helps me throughout the day. As far as, like, I tend to be someone that isn't too big on when changes happen. So, like, if one thing changes and I wasn't expecting it, it tends to, like, kind of detour my whole day. And I feel like I can get so caught up in that tiny little aspect and then my whole entire day is thrown away, when really it wasn't that big of a deal. And so I feel like the more that I've been spending time with the Lord in the morning and praying and just kind of, like, renewing my mind, is when those little detours come in throughout the day, it's not something that's, like, throws my whole day away and then I'm like, oh, you know, like, I have to now hyper focus on this and I have to fix this problem. Something that I can, like, God's got it under control. I can let go of it. It'll all be worked out. And, you know, like, if I'm doing my part in the situation, everything will go the way it's supposed to. So that's been something that's really helpful, and it's really nice because it does just help a lot, and it's very relaxing because I tend to be a very anxious person. So it's something that it's like, it's a nice relaxing thing to be able to, like, lean into the Lord and just be like, okay, I can give this to you.
Right. It's fantastic that you've realized this, like, right now. Like, a lot of people, including myself, go through phases where we doubt and we don't want to lean into God. We don't want to read His word every day.
Mm-hmm.
So being 3 weeks into this whole thing, mm-hmm. it's incredible that you are realizing the importance of it now.
Yeah. And it's definitely something, too, is, I'm not going to lie, I have a lot of great people in my life right now that are reminding me of that and holding me accountable. Like, my Good. Mom is a really big one. Is I call her and we have updates and stuff like that. And she's someone that's always encouraging me that, you know, because, like, I'm not perfect at this. So there has been a few times this past week where I kind of got a little crazy and I was like, I don't know if this is going to work out. And it was just, like, a nice reminder that my mom had, as far as, like, if you're doing your part and you're trusting the Lord and giving it to Him, there's nothing really that is going to, you know, be outside of His plan.
Right.
So just relax a second, you know, like, and she's a big one too, to encourage me to, like, spend time with the Lord. You know, if you need to take a break for 30 minutes throughout the day to just spend time in prayer, then you do that. And that's something that's really been helping me, because it's a nice reminder that, like, life can wait sometimes, and sometimes you just need mm-hmm. a moment with the Lord. And so that's something that's really nice, is to have people like that in my life that are going to encourage me and, like, help keep me accountable. So.
Right. I've also found for myself that prayer is maybe one of the easiest things, mm-hmm. as far as you can stop life and just give up a quick prayer mm-hmm. to God, rather than
yeah.
taking time to sit down and go yeah. through a quiet time, which is important, of course. But prayer is definitely an easy thing.
Yeah. Something like to walk between classes,
yes.
or, you know, just something that, like, you can do while you're doing other things, or, you mm-hmm. know. Something that's, like, a constant, I guess.
Right, of course. Well, thanks for that.
Yeah.
Now, in the journal entry that you wrote for this week,
yes.
you've mentioned that academics may not be going as planned. You say,
yes.
I recently took my first exam, and let's just say I'm a little disappointed in myself. So tell me about that.
Yeah, so in high school, I was always the kind of student that would study the day before, not really leading up to it. I kind of like browse the topics, but the day before I'd like study, and then going in, I'd perform fine. And that worked for high school, and I heard a lot of professors be like, that's not going to work here. And in my head, I was just kind of like, psh, I got this under control. Like, what do you think this is? So then I was all excited about it. I go and I take my first exam. And I did fine on it. I didn't it wasn't a major failure in, my academic career, but it was definitely something that was extremely disappointing because I was I thought that I was going to do better than that. So that was something that was really discouraging at first. But yeah, so looking back, I probably could have studied a lot harder. And that's also something that's a little discouraging because something that I always took pride in myself is I don't have to study too long. And this is something that comes naturally, but college is hard and it's very scary. And so there's it's very challenging to look at all of this kind of stuff. And so that was a little bit of a wake up is whoa, the courses are starting to get heavy now. Cause the first few weeks they were intense, but they were still pretty, this is all things that I know. And right now I feel like a lot of my classes are kind of pushing me outside of my comfort zone. And a lot of them are kind of, requiring me to grow. And
right.
That is definitely a very scary thought because like I said earlier, I am not the best at changes. So it's a lot's being asked and that's understandable because I know that part of maturing is being pushed out your comfort zone and you have to learn all these new things and you have to experience all these different things. But it's very intimidating to look at. So yeah, that's where I am academically right now. A lot of intimidation going forward. But
has there been any doubt about coming to college? Is this something you still think you can do?
Yeah, it's something that I definitely think that I can do. It's just, it's very scary in a sense, I could fail. And I don't like failure. And I'm sure nobody likes failure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something that I'm sure everyone can agree upon. But it's something that's very scary to me. So in college, I hear a lot of advice that I've heard from a lot of other students or professors is you are going to fail at some point in college. At some point, there is something that you are going to fail at that you don't want to fail at.
Right.
And that's very scary. And so I'm scared that I'm going to fail a lot sooner than I would like to fail. So that's something that's
at the same time, it's a good thing that you might have failed this now so that you can realize it going for your 4 years.
Yeah. So that's something that's I'm a little nerve-wracky for that academically because
right.
You're not going to be perfect at everything the first try. And, some subjects are going to be a little more difficult. I'm in principles of biology. And let me tell you, that's a doozy. That one's a doozy out there. So it's just a lot of concepts. And I feel like we're moving so quickly. And I feel like I understand what's going on. And then all of a sudden, I'm floundering. And I'm whoa, 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 hold up. So it's definitely a challenge. But I accept the challenge. I want to work hard. And I want to put my best efforts into the school, the class, and then do my best at it, and what happens happens,
right?
I'm obviously probably not going to get a 98 in the class, but it's something that I do want to apply myself to. So
of course I think anyone would, and as long as you try your best,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you're doing the best that you can, you're worshiping God through it.
Yeah.
Well, one more thing you talk about in your journal entry is this feeling of homesickness. You mentioned that you're missing your family now that you're here.
Yes.
And that is something that a lot of freshmen go through within the first few weeks or months.
Yeah.
Explain that to me.
So I'm really, really close with my entire family. I grew up homeschooled, so I was with my family a lot. I saw them every single day, which was really nice. And I enjoyed at first having some independence from them because I was oh, this is so cool. For the first time, I'm on my own. I'm kind of discovering things out just Bella. And that was really exciting. But also I had a really great support system with my parents, and my little sister is genuinely my best friend. So we're really, really close. And lately it's been getting a little heavier with schoolwork and my schedule's getting a little busier, and she's back at home and she's a freshman, so her schedule's getting busier. Or she's a sophomore. Oh, sorry.
In high school?
But, yeah.
Okay.
In high school.
Yeah.
So her schedule's getting busier, and it's just a lot. So we don't really have time to call each other too much, which is really sad because I miss her so much.
You wish there was more time.
Yeah, I do wish there was more time. So that's been a struggle as far as she has all these things going on, I have all these things going on, so it's hard to come together and be able to call for hours like we used to when I first got here, or like we spent like every single day doing something together. So that's just really been a struggle because I do miss her a lot. And my older sister has three kids, so I was really close with my niece and nephews. Recently, I got to FaceTime them, which was really exciting. I was really excited. And my oldest nephew is in kindergarten now. So he was telling me all about his like kindergarten, what's going on. He's making all these friends, and that was really exciting. And then, you know, like my niece is just talking, which she's adorable. And then I got to like FaceTime my youngest nephew, who's a year and a half now, and he was still figuring out how to talk when I left. So, you know, like he was just kind of like babbling. You could kind of tell what he was trying to say, but it was just kind of like, you're like, okay. So he actually can talk now and he can say my name. And that was really exciting and it was very sweet and it meant a lot to me. But it was also really sad because like I wasn't there for it. So it was like brand new to me, whereas everyone else is like, oh, he's been doing this for a while now. Oh, and it was something that was like, was a little sad. It made me feel a little homesick because like me being here also is, I'm missing a big part of them growing up, which is sad. And I understand that me being here is a big part of me growing up. And you know, like this is, we're all growing up in a sense. So it's a good thing. And I don't regret coming here in any way, shape or form. I love it here and I'm excited to grow. And, I'm excited for all these things, but it's a little scary letting go of something that I'm so comfortable with, like childhood in a sense. It's a little scary to, you know, finally be like, yeah, I'm not at home anymore. I'm not, you know, with my parents. My parents aren't always going to be there, you know, like all this like big support system, which was a great support system and they still are supporting me. They're not going to be like here physically as much anymore.
Right.
And that's kind of scary. It's scary to, you know, like let go of something that I'm so concreted and comfortable in. So
welcome to adulthood.
Yeah, it's scary. I mean, like everyone warned me. They were like, trust me, adult, being an adult is scary. And I was like, oh, you know, like when I become an adult, it won't be as scary. It's terrifying. And I'm still like in a, you know, I'm in a fairly secure environment, you know, like college
sure.
Structures and rules and, you know, like all that kind of stuff. But it's scary and I'm only in freshman. So I was like, it's a lot going in and I'm excited. And like in no way am I saying like, oh, I wish I didn't do this because I'm so happy that I did. And I already can see myself growing and I see other people around me growing. But it's just, it's intimidating for sure. It's definitely pushed me out of my comfort zones a few times that I was not expecting.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. No doubt that there is a learning curve to this.
Yes. Lots of growing pains. So.
So then how are you coping?
That's a good question. I'm still learning what is helping me cope. One thing that's definitely helping me is, like I said, with like spending time with the Lord, is I throw out like a few moments in the day. I just like dedicate a few moments to him and be like, I need to like recenter myself and to refocus on what exactly is important so that all these other things will fall into place. So that's something that's for sure helped. Another thing that's helped is I haven't been doing this as much lately, which probably explains a lot of why I have a lot of pent up energy lately, but I tend to be someone that has a lot of anxiety. So I need like an outlet to like help me work out certain like energy. So I tend to go on walks a lot. So
yes, good
that,
for you.
Yes, that helps a lot. And I walk a lot around campus because I live in Johnson, so it's a long hike. It's a hike from everywhere. So, but I tend to like just take a few moments to just like go on a walk and listen to some music, and it kind of helps me get out like the excess energy that I need, like that I need to like expel. And at the same time, that helps me focus on like the schoolwork that I'm about to do, or it just helps me be more present. Because usually when I get like super pent up or anxious about something, I tend to start zoning out.
Hmm.
And so like I just like hyper focus on something in my head and then I zone out. And that's been affecting, I feel like, a lot of my friendships lately, because in a sense, I'm not ignoring them in any sense. Like it's not, I'm not trying to be like, oh, I'm not listening to you. But I tend to like zone out a lot. And I don't want to be that person that, you know, doesn't, because I take my friendships very seriously. I care about all my friends very, very much. And I feel like when I get all up in my head, I tend to not be as present as I want to be with like my friendships and stuff like that.
That makes
sense. Not be, yeah. So that's something that's helped, is like expelling the energy a little bit and then like refocusing and moving forward. And, you know, sometimes that's like, it feels embarrassing to say because it feels like not a lot of people have to do that, is to, you know, to like get out some energy. And then like, I feel like I'm referring to myself like I'm a kindergartner. Like at recess, they're like, go run out and expel your energy and then come back when you're ready. So,
you are not the only one. Trust me.
It's definitely been something that's helped and that I'm going to continue doing because I am seeing results from it. So
good.
Yeah.
Good. Yes. Keep doing that. Spend some more time on academics, maybe.
Yes, for sure, for sure.
And enjoy homecoming this weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be so much fun.
Yes. All right, Bella, thank you. I will check back in with you in 2 weeks.
Okay, sounds good.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and the journal entries of our cast. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.